Migrants entering U.S. through Canadian border sector exceed prior 5 years combined. By Bob Price on June 3, 2023. Swanton Sector Border Patrol agents apprehended more migrants who illegally crossed the border this year than in the previous 5 years combined. While the numbers dropped slightly in May, the shocking trend continues. Swanton Sector Chief Patrol Agent Robert Garcia tweeted a report revealing that since the beginning of fiscal year 23 on October 1, his agents encountered more migrants than during the previous 5 years combined. Swanton Sector agents continued to demonstrate their resolve to hold the line all day, every day. Since October 1, 2022, our agents have apprehended/encountered more subjects illegally crossing than our 2018 to 2022 cumulative total of 3,796. Hashtag honor first pick.twitter.com/smewsfn. Chief Patrol Agent Robert Garcia, at U.S. Beep Chiefs WB, June 1, 2023. According to an unofficial Border Patrol report reviewed by Breitbart Texas, Swanton Sector agents apprehended more than 450 migrants in May. This brings the total for FY23 apprehensions in this sector to more than 3,800 migrants. During just the past 2 months, agents apprehended more migrants than during the entire year in FY22. In addition to the more than 3,800 migrants apprehended this year, more than 1,800 more migrants are classified as known gotaways, according to an unofficial Border Patrol report reviewed by Breitbart. This brings the total number of known border crossers this year to more than 5,600 migrants. During the past 5 fiscal years, Swanton Sector agents apprehended nearly 3,100 migrants who illegally crossed the Canadian border into part of northern New York, Vermont, and New Hampshire. This year's apprehensions during just the first 8 months represent an increase of nearly 25% over the prior 5-year total. Chief Garcia tweeted a photo illustrating the dangerous tactics used by human smugglers in his sector. In a human smuggling attempt in October, 2 migrants in the U.S. illegally attempted to smuggle 10 other Mexican migrants into northern New York. The smugglers packed the migrants into an overloaded SUV. The 2 human smugglers were eventually convicted in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of New York and will be deported back to their home nation. Human smuggling is not only a felony but extremely dangerous. In this case, 12 adults packed into a vehicle near Westville, New York last October. Both smugglers, who are also in the U.S. illegally, were sentenced for their involvement and will be removed back to their home countries. pic.twitter.com/msagmarvoy. Chief Patrol Agent Robert Garcia, at U.S. Beep Chiefs WB, May 31, 2023. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of New York described the 2 smugglers as being from Illinois and made no reference to their illegal immigration status. Bob Price serves as Associate Editor and Senior News Contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price. Editor's note, this article has been updated to reflect a 5-year comparison instead of the original 4-year reference after receiving feedback from U.S. Border Patrol officials.